comedy, mushroom, cult, podcast. Welcome. Hi, how are we doing? How are we feeling? We living, we laughing, we loving life today. Let me put the timer away. It's like one of those, like last night I did a show. It's like an open mic, but I had like a booked spot on it. And it was one of those like, hey, do however long you want. And you're just like, whatever, man, I'm going to do the bare minimum. Like I was told to come here and do 5 minutes. I'm going to do 5 minutes. Especially when the room's a little empty, and then you just like start talking, and you get off stage, and you're like, oh, I accidentally did 9 minutes. Which to like anybody who's never done stand-up comedy before, it doesn't matter. That's not that big of a difference for you. But I mean, ask your girl if 5 minutes and 9 minutes makes any difference. All right, you got to put that time in. All right. What are we going to talk about today? What is there to talk about? I didn't even make myself a list of shit to talk about today. That was probably a mistake. I don't know. Let's start with the government. They kidnapped. Kidnapped is the word. They arrested left-leaning journalists last night. This is recorded on Friday the 30th. There is currently a general strike going on. Huge quotation marks. We'll get to it. But I'm going to post this on Saturday the 31st because I want to make sure that I'm trying to keep stuff. We're not even supposed to be working today. This doesn't count as working, I don't think, because I don't make any money off of it yet. You can be part of that if you would like. I have a Patreon. I don't really talk about it much. I think it's still at Ray Roberts Comedy on Patreon. You can join it. Shout out to Harrison Poole. But yeah, I don't know. It's a weird day because it's supposed to be a general strike. We're going to Don Lemon first. That's way more important. I forget the woman's name. I am going to look this up because it's one of those crazy things where, like, there was in Minneapolis, if you don't pay attention to the news, then this probably isn't for you. This entire podcast, maybe this is how you get your news. That would be very fun for me if I was your source of news. Shout out to NPR, by the way. Georgia Fort was the woman's name. I saw the video of the DEA showing up to her house. The DEA, you know, the people that took down Waco, they're just like, hey, it's been 30 years. We might as well get like bad press again. I halfway expected them to send ICE in, honestly. But no, there was a protest that went into a church in Minneapolis last week. Whatever. It's not, the timing's not important. But the pastor, priest, whoever, the leader of said church, was like an ICE member or collaborator of some sort, or was like donating money to them. So protesters went into the church and got in the way of the church. Now, of course, that made some people mad because you're supposed to separate church and state, except for when it comes to, I don't know, electing leaders or making laws or the right of women having access to health care for their bodies. Or making any decision on their own, really, or really making decisions for anybody. I mean, you've talked to Christians before. They're the fucking worst. They're not the worst. You know what I mean? You know those Christians, you know, like the ones who try to tell you that the fucking Bible they know is historically accurate, because like, how else would they have same stories across like different time periods? Because that's how fucking stories work, bitch. Like, that's You ripped off like Greek mythology and pagan worship, like because like that's how the stories stay together over different areas. And then they'll be like, well, then historically this should be, and it's like, no, stupid. That's just how religions work. That's how taking power works. All right, whatever. But it's like, so they went into this church, and I mean, who else went into church and fucked shit up when, like, they were using church for the wrong reasons? I don't know. Maybe read your fucking book. It's that long-haired white dude that lived in fucking Palestine for a long time growing up. You might remember him. His name's Jesus, Yahweh. Well, that's God. But Jesus, he was a pretty... No, was Yahweh Jesus? I know Yahweh's God, I believe. Whatever. Doesn't matter. We're not getting into the intricacies of Hebrew right now. Shout out to the chosen people. Coolest Jew of all time. Jesus Christ or... The Beastie Boys. I think the Beastie Boys might have Jesus on this one. Jesus bit some bars, but I mean, they've never came out with anything as good as Sabotage. I would put Sabotage against any line that Jesus said, except for be in the world, not of the world. Yeah. I think I like that one a lot. That's a good one. But no, Jesus went in there and fucked up the church a little bit. It was about gamblers and moneylenders. But like, what's the difference between gamblers and moneylenders and then people actively funding, kicking out immigrants? You know, Jesus Christ, the illegal immigrant himself. Oh, he wasn't an illegal immigrant. They were just moving to evade taxes and like evade the census. Like, what do you think the census was for, you fucking dipshits? Like, like, the fucking mental... Like, for a group of people who can figure out mental gymnastics to make an argument from, like, a 2000... It's not even a 2,000-year-old book. It's, like, a 1,500-year-old book. Which, I mean, I understand is, like, semantics. But, like, the point is that they sat at, like, a meeting and put the fucking Bible together. Like, it didn't just happen. It wasn't, like, a hodgepodge. It was the fucking Catholic Church sat down and was like... These are the messages that we want out. Fuck bitches, get money is essentially what it is. But don't lend money. That's what the Jews are known for, is lending money. So that's how we need to differentiate ourselves. I sold cars once. We'll get back to Don Lemon. Democracy's in fucking shambles. We're supposed to be striking today. I'm recording a podcast, and my loop, my way around it morally, is posting this tomorrow. I'm doing a comedy show tonight, all right? I'm not going to advertise it. I've texted some people to come out. I have people coming. So, like, am I actively fighting against the thing that I'm pissed isn't being taken seriously? Sure, but, like, I don't know. If this is the worst thing that I do, who knows? You know, I'll probably go to Target and try to steal oat milk later. I'm out of oat milk for my coffee, and this is bullshit, and I haven't stolen anything in a while. So, like, maybe I'll go do that. who cares? But no, it's, like, the mental gymnastics, like, the critical thinking. I mean, maybe it's the lack of critical thinking. Honestly, maybe I just fought my own argument here. But, like, these fucking dipshits can, like, think their way through a fucking hula hoop to fall over backwards. To be like, well, this is why. And this is how it, like, justifies me still being a shitty person but using religion to do it. Instead of, like, actually taking the lesson. Which, I mean, you don't want to be, like, in the corner of the Catholic Church. But Protestantism really fucked the world. Is democracy the problem? Because, I mean, we wouldn't really have Protestantism if we didn't have the printing press. Martin Luther didn't like the Jews at all. He was pretty big anti-Semite. I'm pretty sure he put some to death. I'm not 100% sure on that. But as a Lutheran myself, just confirmed, like, I'm not a practicing Lutheran, but I still get in, right? Like, I get to at least die at heaven, as long as I say sorry right before I die. Like, we're straight, I'm baptized, I did it as, like, a child that could think for himself, and I got confirmed. But, like, Martin Luther, not a good guy. Selling indulgences, also not good. So, I mean, the guy had some points. Hate the artist, not the art. But yeah, I mean, making printing the Bible in the common tongue really has fucked a lot of things over. I think we should put it back in Latin. And then nobody, since Latin's dead, I mean, people will say Latin's dead, but like, it's the form. All right, we need to stay on track here. Okay, welcome to the ADHD podcast. We're 10 minutes in, and I started talking about Don Lemon, who's annoying. All right, we're all on the same page. Fuck Don Lemon, okay? We didn't like him until, I didn't even respect Don Lemon until he came to Chicago and was covering Broadview and the ICE breakups. I mean, where was the rest of the national media? Don Lemon was here. And I mean, so they were, that's what it was. They were covering the protests at this church. It broke up a thing. And then the Department of Justice, is going after Don Lemon and then this, Georgia Fort, because they were covering the protest and giving it like, because they were inside the church as well. Now if we want to make an argument for them not being inside the church, fine. Protesters, like, if we want to make that argument, fine. You might have a point there that Don Lemon and Georgia Fort maybe shouldn't have been in the church with the protesters. Sure, because that takes the leap from, I don't know, covering it to kind of being part of it. But also, like, them going in there and recording it helped make sure, like, it helped show that it was a peaceful protest. Like, yeah, they're being disruptive, but that's a protest. And then, like, even a judge, like, denied the Department of Justice an arrest warrant for them because there's no evidence that they had anything to do with this. But, I mean, it's not even noon Central Time. So who knows what is actually going to go from this. But if we've learned anything, it's not going to, like, people are like, Don Lemon's going to get huge. And they fucked up by doing this to the wrong person. What happened to Stephen Colbert? You know, what happened to Jimmy Kimmel? Those people are on fucking television every single night. And nobody gives a shit, right? Because everything's on the internet. Maybe it'll change when it's Don Lemon, as I readjust my crotch. I don't need to point out everything. But, like, it's just one of those, like, now they're arresting journalists. And I get it. You know, if you're right-leaning, you probably don't follow this podcast or don't pay attention to anything that I say. You might watch it until I start talking politics and then turn it off. But I don't know. Like, it's, whose mind am I changing with this? I don't really know. But I mean, how many of, like, the top 10 amendments do they have to break before you start realizing that this is not a legitimate government? I mean, now they're clamping down on freedom of speech. They've been doing that with, like, having people attack protesters the whole time. Even the people on the left, like, fuck Governor Pritzker. Fuck him. J.B. Pritzker can get fucked. It seems like Tim Walz could also get fucked as well, because state police were roughing up protesters. I mean, he called in the National Guard and like, they are getting out of the way. That's nice. That's a nice little political move to do, even though it's, like, ceremonial. I mean, that hides that the state cops are hitting people. I mean, there's that. That's good. But, like, J.B. Pritzker, like, local cops and state cops were protecting protesters while also clearing out the way for ICE to get in and out of their facility and work with no problems. But, like, whatever. Like, everybody's protecting these people and stopping the First Amendment. They just fucking shot a guy last week and have been claiming it's because he was, like, an attempted assassin, even though they have it on video that he went nowhere near his gun. He had a concealed carry. And fucking, oh God, I need to look up his name. I know it's Preddy, but, like, I need to look up his first name. His name was Robert Paulson. Preddy. His name was Robert Paulson. His name was Alex Preddy. And he's a fucking, he kicked out a taillight of an ICE vehicle a couple weeks ago. And then 11 days later, I think it was, he got shot 12 times trying to protect a woman that ICE was knocking over. And then they claim it's because he had a gun. When, if anything, they just proved that they proved that it was like a targeted killing if they knew who he was and did it. So, I mean, good job to them. But like, so Donald Trump is now on the record, any Trump fans, saying that you shouldn't have a gun around protests. Shout out Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, the Fourth Amendment, they're saying that ICE can just, like, knock down your door if they really want to. That's very against the Constitution. I mean, just, like, how many more do they need to do? I don't remember the Third Amendment. That one kind of gets lost. Is that cruel and unusual punishment? Because I know four is quartering soldiers. Third Amendment. My internet's working very slow. Maybe my internet's on the thing. Oh, the Third Amendment is quartering soldiers. Fourth is search and seizure. Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry. Fuck, I need to study my amendments. So they haven't broken the Third Amendment yet, but the Fourth for sure. That's illegal search and seizure. You can't do that without a warrant. They're doing it without warrants, and nobody's doing anything about it. And today's supposed to be a general strike, so nobody's supposed to be going to work, nobody's supposed to be going to school, nobody's supposed to be spending any money at all. And I mean, I don't know. I know it's kind of a small swath of people, and it's good. Let's start this criticism of the general strike off with a caveat of, like, it is very cool that something like a general strike in this day and time, where everything's segmented, we don't have, like, a monoculture anymore, they have done the best that they can to, they've done the opposite. Sorry, there's like big news going on. They released more of the Epstein files too. We'll have to look into that. But like, we are. Fuck, I forget what I was talking about. But like, you're not supposed to go to school. You're not supposed to go to work. Oh yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Like, we're all individualized so much, and like, the citizenry is less important than, like, the individual, now more than ever. And, like, it's because of our phones, it's because of our algorithms. Like, they've found a way to make it super specific to you and as little amount of people as possible, because they don't want you having things in common with other people. Because once you realize you have things in common with them, you realize that they're not the enemy. It's smart. It's kind of fascism 101. It's been happening for years. It's not, like, a brand new thing. It's just how business leaders do things. It's how the elite do things. It's how they want to run things. They don't want people realizing that we actually have power, not them, just because they've got money and maybe had the right mommy and daddy, right? The only reason why they have what they have is, like, they pooled money together. We can do that, too, if we wake up. So it's cool that, like, the strike has gotten any traction. The fact that, like, people I know who aren't political, quote unquote, are like doing as little as possible today. People are like not going to work. Some people are like doing the bare minimum. They're not doing meetings. Shit like that. Like, I get it. Like, that's cool. That's fine. I also understand that not everybody can fucking take a day off of work. They got bills to pay. They have children to take care of. It would be risky for them. They could lose their job. Great. Fine. I completely understand it. But here's the thing. It's the freedom isn't free argument that they shoved down our throats after 9/11 to put us into war. And get the police state kicking. I mean, I know that, like, since 2016, like, history doesn't matter, because we have, like, the one bad guy. But, like, they've been doing this for, like, a while. This is a pretty, like, yes, they've picked it up here lately, but, like, it's been a pretty stable rollout of this. Even your boy Barack Hussein Obama was a part of it by bailing out the big banks, gutting healthcare for all, expanding ICE and deporting a bunch of people, like laying the groundwork for this. The Democrats are letting all of this happen because they're funded by the same billionaires that the Republicans are funded by, right? We're all on the same page with all of that. I mean, maybe we're not on the same page, but all of that being true, that's kind of the point, right? Is like, we have so much to lose that missing one day of work to show the elites and the people in charge that they're nothing without us. And sure, they can fire you, but they can't fire everybody, right? That's kind of the point. The solidarity is the important thing. And so, like, being like, hey, we're doing what we can. Sure, that's great, you're doing what you can. But you bought your supplies for today yesterday, or you're going to buy them tomorrow. Like, it's going to show that, like, if we stop working for how long, right? Like, it's going to take a long time to bleed these people. And if you're not even willing to do it for a day, how long are you willing to do it for to actually make a difference? Now, I know there's, like, a 3.5% rule or whatever the fuck it is, where as long as, I think it's, like, as long as 3% or 3.5% or more of the citizenry is actively in some sort of protest against the government, something changes. Like, change happens. Now, that's good. Maybe this wakes up the 3.5%. Maybe it does something like that, right? But also, and again, I'm doing this whataboutism, and I'm, like, showing the other side of this. And I've said it more times than ever. I'm a hypocrite as well. Like, I'm doing a comedy show tonight. I'm doing this right now. I should be chilling. I should be, like, writing my senator. I should be getting ready to go to the protest, which is, I mean, it's in 4 hours. I got enough time to get there. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody should be doing something more. I mean, I wouldn't have gone to work today, but I was already scheduled off today from work. So, like, that was easy. That's an easy decision for me to do. Like, oh, I don't have to, I'm already scheduled off on a day that, the protest was happening. Great. That's awfully convenient. And they're actually doing it on a work day. Usually they do this shit on, like, a Saturday or a Sunday where it doesn't really affect anything. So, like, is it getting better? Yes. Is it doing anything actively? No. While people are getting shot and killed in the street by our government, while reporters are being arrested out of their home by our government, while the economy's tanking because of our government, housing prices are as high as they've ever been, nobody can afford anything, inflation, every single thing can be solved by everybody coming together. Not even everybody. All of the people who talk shit about it. Like, and I have some, like, very active friends, and it's very good. Like, I'm glad for the people who are actually doing it. But, like, the fucking, I'm not going to name check them because I love them, but, like, the Palestinian coffee shop that's up the street from me, who just put out a post the other day of how, like, upset they are with local action groups saying that they don't want them, like, they're like, oh, we're, like, mad that they haven't reached out to see how they can help the neighborhood more when they know that they're active. Like, they're open today. Like, everywhere's fucking open today. All the places that are, like, the fucking t-shirt shop that sells anti-ICE t-shirts is like, hey, we're in solidarity, but we're open today. Don't feel the need to buy anything, but, like, we're still open. So that means that they have staff in there that's working. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking out of both sides of our mouth here. And, like, that's what annoys me the most. And, again, I'm annoyed with myself. Oh, like, yeah. General strike. Fuck the man. That's the problem. But, like, I'm trying to get people to come out to this comedy show tonight for $15. Because I have a dream. It's just kind of a bummer a little bit. But I don't know. It is what it is. God, we're 24 minutes in. I don't know. What what else is going on? Who gives it? Like, it's one of those, like, sure, this is supposed to kind of be a comedy podcast. Comedy's in the name of it. It is. Obviously, I didn't get a haircut, all right? I got called out by my friend Donnie. I also put the fucking Funko Pop back up here. I tried to change up my decorations a little bit. But now that I know he's watching, I need to make sure that it's right, that it's there, because I appreciate it. And it's fun. Hey, send me shit. If you, I'll give you my address if you message me. I'm not gonna, ooh, I probably would. There's fucking not that many people who listen and watch this. More, hey, thank you guys, by the way, for spreading this out a little bit. The YouTube numbers, not crazy. Look, we're not changing the world with our YouTube numbers, and our download numbers, you know, like it's not, we're not anywhere near the top here. Fucking, we're not going to ruin democracy like Andrew Schultz and Joe Rogan did. But I don't know, like it's more than it's ever been. So that's cool. But no, I don't know. What else is new in my life? I should have written some shit down. I've been hitting mics and shit again a lot. Like, that's been very, very fun. I have a lot of new jokes that are... Not a lot of new, but, like, a couple of new jokes that are doing very well. I went to Drag Bingo last night before one of the shows that I was on. And boy, do I love Drag Bingo. It's not even the drag aspect of it, really. Because if you boil it down, most of it is just white dudes in dresses dancing provocatively and being rude to women, you know? Like, and as a white, like, I love being rude to women. I think it's very fun. But maybe I should start wearing a dress and then it'll be okay. And that'll save the world. I don't think I can't pull off a dress, okay? I would have to work out so much more. but the... it's just so fun. Like, it's, there's nothing more interesting to me than, like, the irony of, like, a group full of people who say they think white men are ruining the world cheering on and paying a white guy in a dress just because they're accessorized better and dance to songs. And it's fine. Like, I understand the point, right? Like, it's, I'm not, like, demeaning drag or anything like that. It's fun. It's a good time. It lets people be free. It lets people loose. It's just fun to me that we have, like, people are always pissed that white men are, like, stealing other people's culture. They're culturally appropriating things, right? But then when a white man comes in and starts dressing like the exact perfect woman, or whatever their idea of a perfect woman is, and then fucking is dancing to Britney Spears, we're like, fuck yeah, bitch. Like, we are all in on it. And it's like, it's for the gays, it's for trans, it's for straight women, it's for straight men. I was giving dollars to the one chick. I forget what her name is. And, like, you have to suspend disbelief. It's like watching a Marvel movie. You have to suspend disbelief. I know that that's a white man in a dress. I've seen somebody set up Drag Bingo before, and it was the funniest thing of my entire life. Because, like, they're, like, makeup's done, but they don't have the hair on yet. They have the fake ass on. But, like, in, like, shorts. And, like, they're just, like, walking around, stomping around, all angry, setting up Drag Bingo. And you're like, well, this kind of takes away the allure of the whole thing. But it's very funny. Because you're just like, oh, okay, cool. It's just a sassy white guy. But he wears a dress, so it's okay. God, I wish I remember the girl's name. It was, like, Elixir or some shit like that. She fucking... They do that, like, floppy drop thing where they, like, do the hands and all of it. That's fun. Like, shout out to them for doing that. But they do that, like, I don't know if it's, I'm sure it's got, like a power drop or some shit. I don't know. Where they, like, fall down, but, like, they have their, like, leg to the side. Like, just one of them. I don't know how they don't blow out ACLs. I watch football. Oh, like, I'm a big football fan. I've seen an ACL pop, all right, 1,000 times at this point, and I don't know how these bitches do it. Like, it makes no sense. Like, how are you going to be, like, I'm sure that you have to stretch beforehand, which is also very funny. Just, like, people having to train to do drag is very fun for me. Like, we should, hey, NFL Films, I've got an idea for you. Instead of, what's their fucking thing? God damn it. I'm going to really blank, Hard Knocks. I was going to blank on Hard Knocks talking about drag. Sexuality is a spectrum, folks. in my fucking tie-dye sweatshirt. But like I want a Hard Knocks for like the Chicago drag scene, where you just like follow fucking Elixir or whatever the fuck her name is, like while he's getting ready to become her, and they're like training and doing their like floppy dances and shit and like shit talking, and like I'm sure there's fights that get like, that's got to be like equal to when they have like when they have team practices against other, like they have a traveling team come in for practices, like it's got to be something similar to that. I want that to, I'm sure there's that documentary out there, but I want it done like Hard Knocks. I want Liev Schreiber to fucking to do some commentary of like Marshmallow Mary is on Elixir's turf, but they need to practice. They need to see what they're going against. And the only way to do it is mixed practices. And you just see the two of them just like throwing haymakers as dudes. And then they put like the dress, and then there's like rules, and they're going for it. Like, it's fun. And it's just like, but like the whole thing around it, like you have to suspend the disbelief because you don't want women objectified. But then again, you have a white man objectifying women and then stealing their culture for singles. But since the makeup's gaudy, and since they're gay, and since it's put around bingo, like I know that drag is like a real thing too, just like drag shows exist, but like the fact that bingo's involved, so we have to have gambling. It's almost like Jesus would come in and topple that shit instantly. If they did drag bingo in a church, actually I bet Jesus would love drag bingo in a church specifically. Because, I mean, most of the time they give some of the money to, like, to advocacy groups. People are having fun. People are saying, oh, my God, a lot. I don't know. I feel like Jesus would be a bigger fan of drag bingo going on in a church than he was that guy supporting ICE. And I feel like Don Lemon would also cover drag bingo in a church with the same energy as he did the protest in that church in Minneapolis. So, do you know what? I think I solved all of our problem. Make everything drag bingo, all right? Take it everywhere. We don't need to like vote and have democracy and have feelings and whatnot. What we need is more white men in churches. But like, we can have the priests do it. They're always wearing those crazy robes anyways. They're basically cross-dressing for God. Let's just doll them up. Get them some fucking makeup. Get them some like fake asses and some like ridiculously giant fake tits. Let's throw them in a multicolored dress and let's have them do that like little wobble hop down the middle. Do you know how much more money they would get in the offering basket? I would pay tithe for that. And then they go up there and they're like, all right, guys, let's be serious. Let's treat everybody like we want to be treated and we can all go to heaven. Now, speaking of heaven and speaking of angels, here's the angelic voice of Christina Aguilera. Like, and then just like bop into Dirty. Like, we can do this. We could make this happen. I want a drag league. That's what we need. Drag church. Fuck drag reading circles. You guys aren't thinking big enough, okay? And I have a joke that I'm telling right now. I'm not going to do my jokes straight down the barrel to the phone because I'm not a fucking hack. And if you do that, fuck you. I don't care who you are. I hope you see this. Whoever you are, whether you text me regularly, whether I see you in person, if you're doing that dumb bullshit where you stare down the phone and you're like, today, I was... It's like, no, you're not. Like, you've been working on that bit for 3 years. It doesn't get laughs in stand-up. But great, it gets views down the barrel of the phone. You learned a hack for Instagram. Maybe stay on Instagram. But, like... like, libraries and reading circles are supposed to be quiet. Drag queens, notoriously loud, right? We don't need them in public spaces like that. We need them in churches. Have you been to, like, one of those, like, tongues churches? It's not any less loud. It's not any less random white people dancing. The dancing would be way better. And who loves gay men more than white Christian men? Especially the ones in our government. I think we could fucking bridge the divide with drag church. I don't think we need RuPaul. RuPaul's drag church would be fun. Now, we would need to get somebody else. Who's the fucking Esther Flonase, the drag queen that follows me on Instagram and I'm friends with on Facebook. Esther Flonase, if you're listening to this, we need drag church. We need Esther Flonase's drag church, okay? I'll come. No. We can't have double entendres when it comes to drag church, all right? We need to have some lines. They said something about guys coming last night, and you're like, God damn it, guys, like, that's just gross. Like, and I get it, but it's just very funny watching, like, drunk white women who hate white men online just being super fun about being sexualized by a white guy in a dress. And I think that drag might be the way that we fix our culture. It's got everything. It's got cultural appropriation. We love that shit. It's got sassy black men. We love sassy black men. It's got fucking sassy gay men. We love sassy gay men. Will and Grace, I bet you could make a big fucking comeback right now and fucking murder it. There's athletics. We learned that with that fucking intense heat. What was the fucking thing? Heated rivalry. We have it with, like, heated rivalry. Like, we know that, like, there's athletic, like, people will be athletic. Imagine the combine for drag church. How much fun would that be? Watching people do a fucking vertical jump in, like, 6-inch heels? I'm in. Doing the fucking drop thing to see how many they can do, see how many, like, floppy bounces they can do. I'm going to have to find, like, I don't like doing fucking production value, especially on General Strike Day, but I'm going to have to find, like, the floppy dance that I'm talking about. You have to know, where they, like, drop and they, like, do, like, the hand thing. It's fun. And I think it might fix everything. It'll get witches back into church. Black people might hate church less. They don't like gay people that much. Or witchcraft. But, like, we can fix that. You know? Not like it's not our responsibility. Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, we can bridge the divide on that. Like, we're going back to church. Everybody loves church. This one's just more fun. We get to be loud. There's margarita. That's what the fucking communion is, margaritas and charcuterie instead of fucking bread and wine. All right? It's the same idea. I think I've fixed church. Somebody reach out. We fixed church. Look at this. This is beautiful. It's 12:15 on a Friday. I'm not on drugs. I'm still, I have no weed in the house. That's something I'm trying to do. It's not that I haven't smoked or, like, done edibles since the last episode. I still do. I've got no problem with it. But, like, I keep it out of the house now. Because we just need to chill for a little bit. I probably will smoke weed tonight. It'll be good. It'll be a good time after I see all my friends and have a good show. But I don't know. Let me pull up my stupid fucking schedule here. I'm in the middle of a decent local run. And if you book shows and you like ideas like drag church, you should come. You should book me on your dumb show. I would love to do it. Tonight, Comedy Clubhouse. You're not going to see this because it's coming out tomorrow. Your guys' is tonight. Is Laughs Over Nelson. I'm doing Mustangs in South Beloit next Tuesday? Or is that Wednesday? I think it's Wednesday. It's the 4th. And then I am headlining. Excuse me. While You're Actually Funny, a show done by my buddy Marcos Serino. He puts on a really good show. I think I did the hard sell last time. But While You're Actually Funny is on the 14th. Then I'm doing like a fun little Milwaukee thing at the end of the month. But calendar, still very wide open. Could definitely use more gigs. So tell people, share this, rate it, review it, subscribe. You can join the Patreon if you really want to. But other than that, we'll just do 40 minutes today or so. This will be fun. I'll see if I'll find the floppy dance. I feel much better after talking this out. I hope your general strike went well. Most of you didn't do anything. I hope we fixed it. That's all I can say. I hope it gets better. It's nice seeing people involved and aware and at least talking about it. Dig that. That's super fun. I don't know. I think we can if you want apologies, girl, you might hold your breath until your breathing stops forever. Forever. We have to do some Fall Out Boy line from the song I was listening to before the thing. But I don't know why I'm extending this out. At Ray Roberts Comedy on everything. We'll see you later.